Yeah, I get kind of used to the hang time on the 2-6. Hope I left enough time in case there's somebody else, another mobile in there or something. Yeah, Roger on the wind. Wow. Yeah, I can't remember the numbers now. Gosh, you know, I can't remember numbers at all anymore. But I think it was in the 30s, 30 miles per hour. Not sure. But anyway, anytime I get too much of a wind, I always think in terms of once that it wasn't too bad, but the wind did take down some trees and took down some power lines in the area here, so I was without power for about 2 or 3 hours, no big deal. But it made me think that I ought to top off my batteries, so that's what I do usually when I hear about a weather alert that's talking about high winds. I usually plug things in, top the batteries off. Even if I don't get to the topping off the HD batteries, I got this little emergency thing that is pretty handy. WAAWQ at 25.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, usually if I hear there's an ice storm coming or possibility of power outages, I usually fill up my 5-gallon gas can I use for the generator. If I leave it in the garage for a month and I don't use it, then I dump it in the car and start over again. I don't usually put it in the generator unless I need it. Summertime, I'll put some gas in it just to run it. Let it run for a little bit. Hook a couple lights or a battery charger or something up to it so it's got a little bit of a load on it. Nice to have, but also nice not to have to use it. Our son and daughter-in-law, they've got a whole house generator, natural gas. 15 kW, I think it is, and that's really nice. It comes on every Saturday for 15 minutes and runs, and it's ready to go. You don't have to worry about gas getting stale in it or anything. They bought it at Menards. They were getting rid of Generac. They weren't going to sell them anymore, and they got it for half price, so that was quite a deal.